Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Zach Rosen, and I'm a partner at Chapter 3. We're a Drupal consultancy out in San Francisco, and I've been doing Drupal work for a little while. First, in politics, actually, we were building a version of Drupal for grassroots organizing called DeanSpace back in the day, and then I worked at CivicSpace with Neil Drum in 2005, and we built the version of Drupal for nonprofits, and then in 2006, I started work with my colleagues Matt and Josh at Chapter 3. So, and we've been helping a lot of organizations move to Drupal sites.
So maybe you can talk a little about your new service that you just launched just a couple of minutes ago.
Well, it's actually not a service. It really is a project. So we had been hearing about and you know thinking to some extent about what the possibilities would be in terms of running Drupal in what's called cloud infrastructure for some time. I mean, people have known about Amazon EC2 it's been out for more than a year, maybe 2 years at this point. And it always seemed very fanciful. And the terminology in terms of, you know, the cloud or cloud is kind of overused and underspecific. I mean, the basic idea is there are services, and Amazon EC2 is kind of the first real service that let you run servers truly as a service. So you can create an account which on Amazon EC2, which requires a credit card, and then you just sign in, and then you press a couple buttons on their web interface, and poof, a server is spawned for you instantaneously, and they'll give you, with the SSH key, you can log into it like any other server. But the big difference is, for all intents and purposes, you don't care what hardware that server is running on. It's if you want to up the size of your instance or downgrade the size of your instance or spawn new instances, you can do that completely seamlessly without having to call anyone up. You literally can do it all through the web interface. And it's there when you need it, and you can spin it down when you don't need it. But also, I think a lot of the real power is you can create what Amazon calls machine instances, but it really are kind of prepackages of the server. It's basically like a save state of the server. So you can basically create your LAMP stack, tune it all you want, and then create it as a template, and then use it later for maybe other projects. Or in the case of Pantheon, we're basically trying to build a really good set of default server configurations that you can deploy instantly on Amazon for a few different use cases. So the most obvious one is server environment. So you want to be able to run Drupal on Amazon EC2 in a production environment. And to do that, I mean, the simplest way is you really just throw all the standard stuff, Apache, MySQL, PHP, and you're good to go. But we've kind of taken it a step further. So we use Pressflow Drupal, which is created by and maintained by David Strauss at Four Kitchens, but also has a contributor community at this point, which lets us run this system called Varnish, which is a very, very fast caching system. And we've done a lot of tuning on PHP and MySQL. So with our Pantheon Mercury package, we're calling it Mercury, you get what we call liquid metal fast Drupal. So it's and we've done some benchmarking on it, but it's kind of crazy fast. It can do 2,000 requests a second with a server load below 0.2, I believe. And it does this because we've done a fair amount of work, and we've been building on a lot of tools that have done a lot of work in scalability, kind of every level of the stack. And the net effect is it would take you a bit of time to kind of set up Drupal and Pressflow Drupal and Varnish and all this kind of stuff on your own and some of that expertise. But with Amazon, you can literally just go in and choose our AMI instance, press a button, and then turn it on. And it takes about 10 minutes. So the other packages we built, which we're also announcing, are the second one's called Vulkan, which is a continuous integration system built for Drupal. And it's all based on this system called Hudson, which is kind of the industry best continuous integration environment. So again, in this case, it's a lot like Varnish. There's a fair amount of work you have to do to go in and install Hudson and get to work with Drupal. We already did that with Economist, and we basically built the pre-configured Amazon instance that you can just spin up that has all the stuff ready to go. So you can, within minutes, start the Vulkan server instance, and then you actually run the testing on kind of testing instances, and they work together basically to, so in effect you can do continuous integration testing. For those who don't know what this means, you basically can run in an automated fashion a whole bunch of unit tests and Selenium browser tests automatically. So the really great use case for this is every time you commit a line of code to your Drupal site, you can run that change through all these test routines. And the net effect is every time you make a change in your website, all the testing is done for you and you don't have to worry about it. And it'll tell you when things go wrong. And especially for sites that have a lot of development work to do, or you have a lot of people working on the site, it's a really powerful thing because it gives you kind of peace of mind that you're not just creating a bunch of changes and then seeing what happens when you launch a site. You can actually see what happens when you make those changes in a very real way automatically. And then the last instance we created is for Eager, actually. So with Eager, you have to kind of, if you want to run Eager, you have to do a fair amount of work and you have to kind of dedicate a full machine to doing it because there's a lot of server configuration that you have to do. It's not an incredible amount of work, but there's some amount of work basically going in and tuning your server. But we package all that up into an Amazon instance so you can go, again, just turn on Eager and it's kind of ready to go with Drupal. So all of these instances are freely available. It's all open source and they're all running as what's called Amazon machine instances on Amazon EC2. But you can learn all about them on getpantheon.com. Is the website, and we're running it like an open source project. We're doing all the work out in the open on groups.drupal.org in the EC2 work group, and we've been doing a series of posts that people might have seen around Project Mercury, but these other two projects will also be done out in the open on the group. And we're now actually getting a fair amount of contributions from other people, and we're looking to kind of drive it forward like an open source project. So we're definitely looking for help. And in general, I mean, there's a lot of excitement about it. There's a lot of people who are really interested in getting these environments out there and ready to use so that they don't do the system and work all themselves, which can be a real drag if what you really want to do is build Drupal.
And so when you go to a service like Slicehost, you have to choose your server configuration and install everything. And it sounds like this is sort of like taking care of a lot of that, the server, Linux, the Apache, MySQL, so you basically click a button and basically you're ready to run Drupal, or talk a little bit about what this package actually is.
Well, exactly. Well, Slicehost is an interesting case because they're starting to do more and more things like Amazon EC2, but most hosting providers like Rackspace or GoDaddy or whoever, they basically just give you a chunk of server that they may or may not manage fully. So depending on what service you're using, it might be your responsibility to go, you know, if you're really running basically a co-load server that you spec'd out. If you need more RAM, you like tell your service provider, go install RAM and they'll send you a bill and they'll go put RAM on the system and then you have more RAM. But also, if you're running Drupal on these sites, if a new version of your operating system or of Linux is out of date, you have to go and, you know, SSH in and upgrade your server, or if MySQL is you want to switch the environment a bit, or you want to set up the environment for the first time, that work is kind of on you. So the idea here with the cloud services is that you can actually build automated systems for handling some of that work. And the first step of that are these pre-configured EC2 instances. So instead of going in and configure, you know, setting up your whole LAMP stack and configuring it for Drupal, with Pantheon, I've basically done that work for you. So you just go on to Amazon EC2, you spawn up a Pantheon package, and it's ready to go. And it's ready to go for specific use cases. It's not just, you know, a general Drupal environment, but a very performant Drupal hosting environment, a testing environment, and an Eager environment. And there's probably other features like that that we'll be looking at in the future. But that's the idea. It's just available, and you can turn it on when you need it.
And so what's the sort of business model that you guys are using in terms of you're putting this out for free for people to use? Are you then going to get consulting gigs from this, or what's sort of your incentive?
There definitely is a business incentive there, and we definitely are thinking about this project in some terms, but in right now, that's really way too early for that. I mean, really, we're just trying to kind of push the envelope for running Drupal on EC2 in the cloud. We really do think that's the future of Drupal. I think that's where it's going. And this stuff is ready. It's not theoretical. Like, people are running very trafficked production sites on Amazon EC2 right now, and that their growth rate is something like 10% a month, which is just insane. So this technology is progressing outside of Drupal. I think Drupal has, there is reason to believe that Drupal has a lot it can get out of running in the cloud, and we're kind of wading in. But we think a lot of other people will too. I mean, I think we're doing this on groups at Drupal because there's other people doing this too, and we're trying to put a stake in the ground with the Pantheon work. But really, we're just trying to put our effort towards getting Drupal to run on cloud infrastructure, because I think in general, that's a really good thing to be doing.
And finally, when I think of the cloud, I think of sites like Magnolia that was running sort of like data in the cloud, and then, you know, they didn't do enough backups, and then poof, all the information is gone. So what are sort of the trade-offs in terms of like having stuff on the cloud? Is there backups, or what are sort of the things that could go wrong in terms that people are afraid of?
There are definitely some, this is new stuff, so there's definitely some bumps. I mean, but it's really not much at this point. I mean, like, there's implications for running or storing credit card data on Amazon. There's legal work you have to do to be legally protected. If you own credit card data, you have to do a lot of things on your system to make that possible. And with Amazon, you can't do those things. So it's actually impossible to get that amount of certification on Amazon. But that's actually a rare case. I mean, really, if you've tried the EC2, it's very much like running just another server. The only big difference is you probably spawned that server by logging into Amazon EC2 and clicking a button. You didn't create an account with a service provider and call them up when you need to get a new server. You just kind of can just do it. But there in terms of performance, like, there's people are learning the ins and outs of getting the most out of Amazon EC2. There's definitely a cost consideration. I mean, hosting in general is a very competitive industry, and in some cases, I'm sure there's cheaper ways of doing this kind of stuff for specific cases. But in general, there aren't really hardly any limitations to running at least Drupal on EC2 and a lot of these other systems like Hudson and Eiger. It really is just a server, and you really can just log into it just like any other server. But it's new, and people are learning how to make it work the best.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.